This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Bruchim Abayim. So this is welcome to all the various Kollel Agra de Pirkas. Today is a shir for all the various branches. Usually it's specific to the Queen's branch of Agra de Pirka. And again, we always thank Rav Ezra Klein for leading this network of Kollelim. I want to thank my friend Rav Chaim Fuhrer for also helping with the arrangements. And this is our first year after Tisha B'Av, and we enter a new phase of the year, and this phase is called the Shiva D'Nechemta, the 7 weeks of consolation, which as brought in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that there's actually a 12-week period of the year, which is referred to as, which begins Shivasa B'Tamuz. From the 17th of Tammuz, the Shulchan Aruch tells us in number 1 in Siman Tav Chav Ches, Sif Ches, the Shulchan Aruch says, from Shivasa B'Tammuz and on, we're mafdir what is called Gimel de Paranusa, Shiva de Nechemta, Tarti de Tiyufta. 3 of punishment, 7 of consolation, 2 of tshuva. So it's an amazing period of the year. In a way, it's the longest period of the year. It's longer than Sfiras HaOmer. This is a 12-week period, beginning, maybe I'll make it even bigger, 3 of Paranias, 7 of Consolation, and 2 of Tshuva. The 3 of Paranias are Divrei Yirmiyahu, which is the first of the 3 weeks, Shimu Dvar Hashem, and Chazoy Nishayahu. The 7 of Nechama, we had this week Nachamu, Vatoymer Tzion Azavani Hashem, Ania Sayara, Anoichi, Rani Akara, Kumi Oiri, Sois Asis, and then the 2 of Tshuva, which are Tsoim Gedalia, by Mincha, we're mafter Dershu Hashem Bi Matzoi, and Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which is Shabbos Tshuva. Now, the last thing on anybody's mind is Shabbos Tshuva, unless, of course, you have to give a drasha, but other than that, it's pretty remote in our minds. And this period of the year, again, Tarti Tlasa de Paranusa, Shiva de Nechemta, Tarti de Tiyufta. And this is quite interesting, because why do we lane these Haftiras? In fact, if you look in the Gemara and Megillah, the Gemara and Megillah says that we lane a completely different Haftira. The Gemara tells us, if you look at number 7, Rosh Chodesh Av, that falls out on Shabbos, we're mafter chodsheichem umayadeichem sana nafshi. So our practice, and the practice legislated in the Shulchan Aruch, seems to go against the Gemara, because the Gemara says explicitly we lain on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Av, we're supposed to lain chodsheichem umayadeichem sana nafshi, and we don't do that. We lain shimu dvar Hashem. So Tosfos says, let's see if we can make it even bigger, if that's possible. Yeah, there you go. Ve'en anu oisin kain, we don't do this. Ela mafter bir yirmiyad, shimu dvar Hashem. And the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, we're mafter chazoy nishaya. So isn't that a pella? We know that in general, we always follow the Talmud Bavli. And here it is, the Talmud Bavli tells us to lay in certain haftiras, and we don't follow what's ordered in the Talmud Bavli. So Tosfos says a very interesting thing. Tosfos says, and this is a klal, that even though we always follow Talmud Bavli, when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, we will sometimes follow other sources. The Hatam Lefi Sha'anu Noyagin Al Pi HaPsikta, we follow what is brought in the Psikta, Loimar Gimel De Paranusa, before Tisha B'Av, which are Divrei Yirmiyahu, Shimu Dvar Hashem, Chazoy Nishaya, and then after Tisha B'Av, Shiva De Nechemta, and then Tarti De Tiyufta, which are Nachamu, Vatamar Tzion, Ani Asara, Anoichi, Rani Akara, Kumi Ori, Sois Asus, Dershu Shuva. Okay, so Tosfos acknowledges the fact that we do not follow what it says in Talmud Bavli, but instead we follow what it's brought in Masechta, in the Psikta. Now, what's really amazing is, even though it's hard to make such a statement, but this is definitely accurate, and that is, these haftaras of the year are the most important haftaras of the year. And how could you say that? Why would one Haftarah be more important than another Haftarah? And the answer is, as we're about to see, because these Haftarahs are from the only Haftarahs that are legislated by Chazal what exactly to read at that particular occasion. In other words, we all know that the Haftarah was instituted by Chazal. The simple pshat is because there was a time in history where we were not able to read from the Torah. So they instituted to read from the Nevi'im. But what to read, the Chazal left up to the Chachamim of every generation to determine the most appropriate passages to read. For example, Parshas Bereishis, Parshas Noach, what to lay on that Parsha, it's up to the Rabbanim of that area. I remember I was once in Rome, and the sign said that the Haftarah of a certain week, I think it was Parshas Balak, was a completely different Haftarah than what we learn. We read V'haya She'eres Yaakov, and the sign said V'haya Zeh Shalom. And there's nothing wrong with that. It was up to each community what was most appropriate. But there are weeks that are designated from Chazal what needs to be read. And those weeks, says Sha'as HaTshuvas Tzemach Tzedek, now the Sha'as HaTshuvas Tzemach Tzedek should not be confused with the Tzemach Tzedek. What do I mean by that? The Tzemach Tzedek, the third Lubavitcher Rebbe, was not this Tzemach Tzedek. This Tzemach Tzedek was much earlier. This was Rav Menachem Mendel Krachmel, a Talmud of the Bach. He was the Abbezdin of Nikolsburg. He lived from the year 1600 to 1661. And he was so early, he's even quoted by the Magen Avram. For instance, the Magen Avram quotes the Tzemach Tzedek regarding the inyan that one is supposed to have fish on Shabbos. Right? We know that lechatchila one should try to have fish at all three meals on Shabbos. I remember there was a guy in our old shul. There's an old Yiddishism, you know, b'makoyim she'ein ish, herring is oichet a fish. Right? But some kind of fish it's recommended to have at all three meals. So the Magen Avram discusses the following halachic shaila: what if the fishermen jack up the prices? Is a person obligated to, you know, spend all his money to be able to purchase fish for Shabbos if at great expense? So the Tzemach Tzedek says, no, if the fishermen jack up the prices, you don't have to purchase the fish. So this is the Sha'as HaTshuvas Tzemach Tzedek, and he has an amazing tshuva over here regarding the Haftaras of the Shiva de Nechamta. He says, Su, could you read, are you able to see it? Su Tzarachani Lahakdim, She'elu Haftaras, Shemin Yud Zayin Tamas Ve'elach, She'simonam Deshach Noya Arkish Dash. Now this is very interesting. This is an acronym that Tosfos said. Tosfos in Megillah, number 7, I'm showing you on the screen over here. There's a mnemonic to help remember the 12 Haftaras. Deshach stands for Divrei Yirmiyahu, which is the first part of Yirmiyahu. Shin stands for Shimu Dvar Hashem. Ches stands for Chazoin. So Deshach are Gimel de Paranusa. The Shiva de Nechemta are Noya Arkish, Nachamu Vatoimer, Ania Soyera, Anoichi, Rani, Kuf is Kumiori, Shin, the Sin is Sois Asis, and finally, Arkish Dash is Dirsha Hashem Himatsoi, and Shuva Yisrael. So says the Tzemach Tzedek, the way to remember the 12 Haftorahs are Deshach, Noya, Arkish. Dash, Adifi Mikol Haftorahs Hashanah. They are more important than any of the Haftorahs of the year. Dechol Haftorah Hashanah, Chutz Haftorahs Mayadim, Uparshiyos Vresh Chodesh. All the Haftorahs of the year, except for the Yomim Tovim and Rosh Chodesh. Even though it is midrabanon that each week you have to read a haftarah, k'detnan perak ha'koreis ha'megillah, avol mikol makom lo yikavu chazal eiz haftarah shirkan l'shabbos zeh ve'eiz l'shabbos zeh. Chazal, we're not koveya what should we read this week, what should we read that week. Elohi nichoze lechach mehador shir mesadim l'fidaitim l'chol shabbos l'shabbos atol parashas hastur l'oisu shabbos. The Chazal left up to the Chachamim of each generation and location what is the most appropriate Haftarah to read. Rak L'moyadim, save for the Yomim Tovim, V'Rosh Chodesh, U'Parshiyos, that means The Dalet Parshias, Kavu Rabbi Seinu, Eza Haftarah Shiu Kovim. But L'chol Shabbos is Hashem L'kavu. But for the regular Haftarahs of the year, Chazal were never Koveya, which Haftarahs to read. Ula Afuke L'oisin Shabbos, Shemin Yod Zayin B'tamaz Eilach. But the exception is, from Shabbos B'tamaz and on, Kavu Chazal, which Haftarah to read each Shabbos, like, based on what, now I'm going to paraphrase, I'm going to be pointing in a veinig, but I'm just going to be translating. This is based on Toisvis in Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph, based on the Psikta, and it's Paskin this way in the Torah, in Siman Tav Chav Ches, that we're mafter from Shabbos HaBatamos, until Shabbos HaBatamos, all the Parshiyos are similar to the Parsha of the week. However, Shiva Tlasa de Paranusa, Shiva Dinechemta, Vatarte de Tiyufta, these Haftarahs need to be read on those weeks, and therefore we have a very authoritative statement that these Haftarahs are Adifi Mikol Haftarahs Hashana. They're more important than any Haftarah of the year. So you say, Lamay Nafgamina, that they're more important than any Haftarah of the year. So, Rav Nachman Mendel Krachmel says, a chiddush l'halacha. He says, V'kivan d'hachi hu, sh'haftaras elu adifi, mikol sh'haftaras shabbat shabbat sashana, shein kvun l'rabbi seinu, since these haftaras are legislated, he says it's pashut, that if for whatever reason, you miss a haftara, the shul misses a haftara. So I always wondered, how would a shul ever miss a haftara? Echveis, you know, it's a zman COVID, and you're in a neighborhood where the shuls are getting a minion mitzumtzum for whatever it is. You don't have a minion. Listen to this chiddush. Yireh pashut shem loikaru haftaras divrei Yirmiyahu b'shaita. Let's say the first of the 3 weeks, Parshas Pinchas, you don't read divrei Yirmiyahu, which is Parak Aleph of Yirmiyahu. Then yesh la tashlumin. That's a maisa. If you have to make it up the next week when you're supposed to be reading the second parak of Yirmiyahu, you're going to start with the first parak and you're going to read last week's haftarah, and then you're going to continue and read this week's haftarah. Tashlum lekoreis b'Shabbos haba im with the haftarah of Shimu, which is the haftarah of Parshas Matos Masei. So in other words, the Shabbos of Parshas Matos Masei, you begin from Divrei Yirmiyahu and you read until the end of Shimu Dvar Hashem, because in the Nevi'im, there's Samuch Zeh L'Zeh. The Haftarah of Pinchas is Perek Aleph of Yirmiyahu, the Haftarah of Matos Masei is Perek Beis of Yirmiyahu. Furthermore, and he says, V'hemi Inyan Echad, it's not like you're jumping around from one Inyan to the other, it's all about Churban. Not only that, he says, likewise, D'gam Haftarahs, he says in his last verse, Lachain, Kol kama de efshar letzdudei tzdadim, delo yu nidches haftara de nechemta legamri, whatever you could do to arrange, to finagle, not to miss out on one of the haftaras of Nechama, I de lagav le'eza mehen shaper dami, you should idogul e'lezem and shaper dami. In other words, if you skip one of them, what you should do is, you should make it up. Lachain mistabra, the Gam Haftorah Vatoimer Tzion. Listen to this. This week's Haftorah, which is Parak Mem Tes to Nun Aleph in Yeshaya. Then, Shiv Haftorahs Ekev, and the Haftorah Anoichi Anoichi, which is Shoiftim, which is also Parak Nun Aleph of Yeshaya, and Kumi Oiri, which is Parak Samach of Yeshaya, which is right before Sois Osis, they have makeup in the following week's Haftarah. In other words, the Tzemach Tzedek says a chiddush lahalacha, that since these are the most important Haftarahs of the year, and they're all thematic, they're words of Nechama, if you are able to make it up in the following Shabbos or in another Shabbos, when it comes time to be reading the next Perek in the Nevi'im, you should read two Haftarahs that week. So this brings us to one more interesting halacha, and that is, we know that on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we always push off the regular Haftarah of the week, and instead we read Hashamayim Kisi. However, there is an exclusion to that, and that is, since the Shiva Dinechemta is so important, There is a shita in the Rishonim that even Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you will not lay in Hashemayim Kisi, but instead you will read the Shiva Dinachemta. So if you look in number 4 on the sheets, let me move this over. The Mordechai Masechta Megillah in Perek Dalet, he says, V'imikla Rosh Chodesh Elul b'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Elul comes out on Shabbos, which is it commonly does, Ein maftirin Hashemayim Kisi. We do not read Hashemayim Kisi. Ki ein medalgin zayin dinachamos. We don't skip the Shiva dinachemta. Now here is an example of where the psikta that says you should lay in the Shiva dinachemta actually trumps a haftira that's mentioned in Shas. Because in Shas it says on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh you lay in Hashemayim Kisi. And the opinion of the Mordechai is that the Shiva dinachemta is so important that it would even overcome, it would even trump the Shabbos, the Haftarah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. However, he says, Uvishpira inspires, that's a community in Germany, they would skip the Shiva dinachemta in place of Hashemayim Kisi. Now, what do we do, Lamaisa? It's interesting, it's a Machloikis Machaber and Rama. So we say like this. The Mechaber in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Siman Tav Chav Hei, he says, Maftirin Hashemayim Kisi. We're Maftir Hashemayim Kisi, except for Rosh Chodesh Elul, Shemaftirin Ani Asayara. So the Mechaber is going like who? He's going like the Shita, the Mordechai, that the Shiva Dinachemta is so important, it even trumps Hashemayim Kisi. However, the Ramah disagrees, V'yesh Oymrim Hashemayim Kisi, some say you should lay in Hashemayim Kisi, which is the opinion of the Minog of Germany, of the Minog of Spires, and that's the Maisa what we do. So you'll ask, but how do you overcome the Shiva Dinachemta? Isn't it so important to be receiving the Chama? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Taz, and we have the Taz over here, who says a very interesting Svara, that actually when you read Hashemayim Kisi, you kill two birds with one stone, because it's the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh, but you also have in it from the Nechama of Yerushalayim, because you have the Pasuk of Simchi es Yerushalayim v'giluba kol ayhaveha sisu itam asois kol hamisablim aleha, from which the Gemara darshins kol hamisabal Yerushalayim zoicha v'roya b'yishuasa. Okay, so we have an idea that these are actually very important haftaras. These are not just haftaras that were left up to the Chachmei Hadoros, but it comes from an early source, maybe even earlier than the Gemara, and that is the Psikta. And Tosfos says we paskin like the Psikta, and that's what's paskin in Shulchan Aruch. So I want to discuss today 4 very important questions on the Shiva Dinachemta. Most important is the order of the Shiva Dinachemta. We know all the Shiva Dinachemta come from the Navi Yeshaya. And presumably one would have assumed that it would go in order of where it appears in the Navi. So Nachamu, Nachamu is Yeshaya Mem. Vatoimer Tzion is Mem Tes. Ani Asayra is Nun Daled. So far so good. But here's where it gets interesting. We come to the 4th Haftarah. Anoichi, Anoichi. We go back to Perek Nun Aleph. What's going on over here? Why are we going out of order? Then Rani Akara is the beginning of Nun Daled. So really, there are 2 problems over here. Ani Asayara, which is 3, and Rani Akara, which is 5, are out of order. Because number 5 is the beginning of Perek Nun Daled, and number 3 is the end of Perek Nun Daled. And furthermore, Anoichi Anoichi should precede both 3 and 5, because it's Perek Nun Aleph. And it's a continuation of Atoymer Tzion. It's Mamish Hafla Befela. Here, Atoymer Tzion ends off in Nun Aleph, so we should continue Anoichi Anoichi in Nun Aleph. And then Ani Asayara is out of order with Rani Akara. So the correct order should be Nachamu, Atoymer Tzion, Anoichi, Rani Akara, Ani Asayara. What's going on over here? Next question. Why do we have Shiva Dinachemta? Why 7 weeks? Isn't that interesting that we have 7 weeks of Nechama? That's a lot of Nechama. We only have 3 weeks of punishment, so we should only need 3 weeks of consolation. We have more than double the consolation than the punishment. we have more than three times the number of consolation than tshuva. And finally, what we need to think about is, Be'ezos Hashem, soon is Chodesh Elul, ready or not. And the first week in Elul, we're going to be reading, Anoichi Anoichi Hu Menachem Chem. And guess what we're going to be reading 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah? We're going to be reading anything about tshuva? Not a word about tshuva. We're going to be reading more Nechama, Kumi Oiri. And it could be Mamish Erev Rosh Hashanah. And we don't say one word about tshuva. Instead, we're still busy with Nechama. Why are we so occupied with Nechama that, so to speak, we would have expected that during Chodesh Elul we would be reading about tshuva, tshuva, tshuva? No, not one word about tshuva. It's all consolation until we get up to Rosh Hashanah. So I want to share with you an amazing Lavush. And this is a Lavush I hope we remember for a very long time. The Lavush deals with some of these questions. The Lavush, Reb Mordechai Yaffa, was a Talmud of the Marshal and a Talmud of the Rama, although he was basically the same age as the Rama. The Lavush lived from 1535 to 1612, Reb Mordechai Yaffa. And he says, V'shev d'nechemta k'dei lenachem es ha'am min achorban. Obviously, the Shiva d'nechemta is to console the people. Ad k'lois hashana. You know how much nechama we need? We need nechama. Endless nechama. There's no end. It's infinite. We take it to the end of the year. If the year was a month longer, we would have 11 weeks of nechama. If the year was 500 weeks longer, we would still be going with the nechama. And he gives the mnemonic, and then he says an interesting medrash, but then this is where it gets mamish oya menoya. He says there's a medrash about a mashal that Klal Yisrael, who was exiled among the nations of the world, is like a king who was captured with his sons, with his son-in-laws, with all of his people, and the queen sits alone, lonely, forlorn in the palace. And they come back and they tell the queen, don't worry, you know, everyone's okay. Your sons will return, your daughters will return, your sons-in-law will return, your daughters-in-law will return, your brothers will return, your sisters will return, the king will return. Seven consolations. Likewise, the king is the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Malka, the queen who is forlorn like an almana, is Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim is given nechama. Your sons, your daughters-in-law, your sons-in-law, your brothers and your sisters, and finally in the seventh week, Sois Asus Bashem, Yerushalayim is told the Ribbono Shel Olam himself will return. So that's the significance of 7 weeks. But Marav Rabbeisa, again a little of this. Says Levush El Shadayin Sarach Taima, Lama oimrim oisan bezeh haseder zeh achar zeh. Why do we go in this order? Ve'ein oimrim oisam keseder shem ksum benavi. Why don't we follow the order of the Navi? Rani akara, ania sayra, haftarah 3 and haftarah 5, as we showed, are backward. And anoichi, which is number 4, appears before all of them. And therefore, the Levush tells us a illustration that he heard and saw in the Sefer Avudraham, that these 7 Haftarahs are not going in the order of the Navi, but instead they're playing out a narrative. And the narrative is as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come to Klal Yisrael, and he's going to say, Klal Yisrael, you need consolation. So the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to go to the Nevi'im, and he's going to tell the Nevi'im, prophets, you need to console the Jewish people. And when Klal Yisrael finds out that the Ribbono Shel Olam himself is not going to console us, but instead he's going to have the Nevi'im console us, Klal Yisrael says, no. God, have you forsaken us? Have you left us? Klal Yisrael says, have you forsaken us? We want you to console us. And then Klal Yisrael says, this is not correct. So the Nevi'im go back to God and they say, Ribbono Shel Olam, Klal Yisrael likens themselves to Aniya Soyara Loi Nuchama, to a storm-tossed wind that cannot be consoled. So Hashem says, all right, I myself will console them. Anoichi, Anoichi, Menachemchem. And so the Ribbono Shel Olam says, my beloved people, Rani Akara, I tell you, sing, barren one. And get Kumi Oiri, arise, your light has come. And then finally, Klal Yisrael responds, Sois Osis Bashem. Ribbono Shel Olam, now that you yourself have come to console us, we are in fact consoled. So says the Levush, the order of the Haftarahs are not going in the order of the Nevi'im. This is not meant to be read in chronological order. Instead, they're playing out a narrative of Klal Yisrael saying to Ribbono Shel Olam, Ribbono Shel Olam, we are so deeply pained. We are in such turmoil. We feel so much tsar that we will not suffice with the consolation of the Nevi'im, but we need you to console us. B'chvoidcha uv'yatzmacha. And therefore, the Ribbono Shel Olam himself says, Anoichi, Anoichi. So let's go through how this plays out in the order of the Haftarahs. Let's take it back to number two. We start with Nachamu, Nachamu. We're according to Levush, this is Ribbono Shel Olam telling the Nevi'im, console, console my people. But Klal Yisrael says, no. Va'atoymer Tzioin, Azavani Hashem. Tzioin says, has God forsaken me? Va'ashem Shcheichani. So while we're on this, let me tell you a nice vart from the Bnei Yisaschar. And Va'atoymer Tzioin, Azavani Hashem. Va'ashem Shcheichani. Says the Bnei Yisaschar, it's actually number 18 on the sheet. Let's see if we could find it. Ah, Atazai. What's the pshat, the double lashon? Azavani Hashem. Va'ashem Shcheichani is like this. There's Hashem has two names, the Shem Havaya, which is we don't pronounce, and the Shem Adnos, which we pronounce. So we could say like this, Va'atoymer Tzion, Azavani Hashem, the Shem Havaya has completely abandoned me. Not only do I not feel His presence, I cannot even say it. But Vashem, the Shem Adnos, even though I could say it, Shecheichoni, I feel like He forgot about me. That's why by the Shem Havaya, it's Aziva Lagamri, and by the Shem Adnos, it's only Shikcha. Okay, back to the ranch. So, Nachamu, Nachamu is Hashem telling the Nevi'im, console Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael says, no, I feel like the Ribbono Shel Olam has forsaken me. The Nevi'im tell God, Klal Yisrael is likened to Ani Aser Elenucham. So we ask, but it's out of order. It's not supposed to be in order. This is the clearest, most compelling way to articulate how Klal Yisrael feels at this point, and that is Ani Aser. So Hashem concedes. Hashem says, Anoichi, Anoichi, hu menachemchem. I personally will console you. And therefore Hashem comes and Rani Akara, sing, barren one. So Klal Yisrael, and Hashem says, likewise, Kumi, arise, Oiri, my light, Kiva Oirech, your light has come. And Knesset Yisrael says, Ribbono Shel Olam, that's what we're talking about. This is what we wanted. Sois Osis Bashem. So this is really a very meaningful understanding of the 7 weeks. In other words, the 7 weeks of consolation. And I did forget to mention that Tosfos himself seems to be bothered by this question. Let me make this bigger here. Of the fact that it's not in chronological order. And Tosfos just says in Megillah Lamed Aleph, Lefikach Makdimin Ani Aser Koidem Rani Akara. Tosfos seems to be bothered. Why does Ani Aser go before Rani Akara? So Tosfos says it is the manner of consolation to become stronger and better. But Tosfos doesn't address the fact that Anoichi is also out of order, unless somehow, in Tosfos' concise words, he is alluding to the Levush. What does Tosfos mean that the Nechama is getting progressively greater? Perhaps what he's referring to is, now not only is Ribbono Shel Olam offering the consolation of the Nevi'im, but now he's even offering his own personal consolation. But it is worthy to of note that Tosfos is bothered by this question. Okay. Now, I'll tell you the truth. Many years ago, I heard this Vart, not from the Levush. I heard it in the name of Rameir Shapiro. And I found it in the Mayono Shel Torah. Now, it's interesting. Mayono Shel Torah was written by Rav Alexander Zusha Friedman, who I happen to have a family connection to. He is a Talmud of Chachmei Lublin, and he was a Chavrusa of my great-grandfather, the Sachet Shavarov, in Chachmei Lublin. They were both residents of Sachet Shav. In any event, he quotes Rameir Shapiro, the Rashiva of Chachmei Lublin, with the same vart, with a little bit of a twist. He says that La'asa Lavai, when it comes time for the end of days, Hashem will turn to the nations of the world and tell the nations of the world to console Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael said, Ribbono Shel Olam, after everything we've suffered, everything we've endured, we have dear consolation from the Goyim. We want you to console us. And Klal Yisrael says, we're a storm-tossed nation. And finally, Hashem concedes, Anoichi, Anoichi, Hu Menachemchem. So, Rameir Shapiro says that this Medrash also is played out in the opening 4 weeks of the Shiva D'Nechemta, where Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, the Ribbono Shel Olam is addressing the Umay Sa'olam. And Klal Yisrael responds, Vatoymer Tzion Azavani Hashem. And Klal Yisrael says, Ani Asayara Loinu Chama, we will not be consoled until Hashem concedes, Anoichi, Anoichi, Hu Menachemchem. Now, this is Mamish Oyem V'Noira. We have 7 weeks of consolation. How many psukim in the various haftaras of Nachama? So I thought you might want to know that. So we go to the first week. Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami has 26 psukim. It's Parak Mem, Pasuk Aleph through Chavav. Then Vatoymer Tzion is Parak Mem Tes Yodalid. Until Nun Aleph, we have 13 psukim in Memtes. We have 11 psukim in Nun, and we have 3 psukim in Nun Aleph, a total of 27 psukim. In the third half Torah, we only have 12 psukim. In the fourth, 24. In the fifth, I'm sure you're writing this down, everyone, right? Because if I was giving you the winning lottery numbers, I'm sure everybody would be writing it down. So I'm giving you more important information here. The fifth half Torah, 10 psukim. The sixth half Torah, 22 psukim. The seventh, 23 psukim. A total of 144 psukim. So you say, what is the significance of the fact that the Shiva D'Nechemta have 144 psukim? In the Sefer HaToidah of Reb Elyo Kitov, who is a very interesting personality. I don't know, I happened to recently read by autobiography of Rabbi Beryl Wein. And he talks about meeting Reb Elyo Kitov, and he speaks about how he considered him an underappreciated Talmud Chacham. But he says one thing he learned from him was Reb Elyo Kitov was once late to catch a flight. And, you know, he got to the airport just as the gates were closing. And finally, they checked him in, and he was about to, walk onto the rail. And the stewardess said, okay, Nesiat Tova. So Rabbi Elyo Kitov belted out the Kol Ram, Amen! So he was asked, this wasn't exactly Berchas Kayanim, what was the big Amen? He said that we learned from a Ramban that what was the critique of Sarah, on Sarah, when the Malachim came and said next year she's going to have a child. I mean, why would she think that she would really have a child if she was quite old? So Ramban says when the Malachim gave her a bracha, even though she thought they were Arabs, you can't treat lightly the bracha of anybody. She should have responded, Amen, Kein Yehi Ratzon. So Rabbi Elyo Kitov said, from here we see that in the course of everyday life, somebody may wish you well, and you shouldn't consider it a small matter, but instead you should wholeheartedly answer Amen to the person's bracha. Okay, that's just an interesting tidbit. But Rabbi Elyo Kitov has an amazing remez. I'm not familiar that it appears anywhere else. He says there are 144 psukim in the Shiva D'Nechemta. There are 143 psukim of Toichacha in Chamishei Chumshei Torah. How's that? He says, you have, if you count, what we have in Bechukoisai, in Kisavai, in Nitzavim, in the Shiras Hazinu, you have 143 psukim. 144 psukim of consolation to console, to be Menachem Klal Yisrael on the 143 psukim of Toichacha in Chamishei Chumshei Torah. And why one more? One more for good measure. Because there's always more good in this world than bad. There's a very interesting Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim. I heard Rav Victor Miller quote this many times, that people walk around morose, depressed, sad, so much tsar, so much difficulty in this world. The Rambam says, no, that's not proper. There's a principle in this world, there's always more good than bad. The Rambam says, it doesn't matter who, it doesn't matter where, it doesn't matter when. There is never anybody in any matzav that doesn't have more toiv in this world than they have ra. And this is illustrated. There are 143 psukim of Toichacha. There are 144 psukim of Nechama. We also see this next week, Parshas Re'eh. The Baal HaTurim says, Re'eh, Anochi Nosein Lechem Lefneichem Hayom, Bracha Uklala. Es HaBracha. So the Baal HaTurim wants to know why when it comes to Klala is it Klala, and when it comes to Bracha it's Es HaBracha. Right, by the bracha, it's es habracha, and the klala, the haklala. So Baal HaTurim says, es balarabois. Es comes to include. Who does it come to include? Says the Baal HaTurim, es comes to include that there's always more bracha in this world than there is klala. When it comes to klala, it's just vihaklala. When it comes to bracha, es habracha. Okay, so some interesting thoughts on the Shiva de Nechemta. Let's a few more goodies on the Shiva de Nechemta. We know that the Nechama is considered a double Nechama. Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. So the Medrash says, Chatu b'keflayim. Klal Yisrael sinned doubly. Dechsev chet chata Yishalayim. We were smitten doubly. Dechsev ki lakcha miyad Hashem keflayim. Umisnachamim b'keflayim. We have double Nechama. Dechsev Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. What exactly was the double sin that we committed, and what is the double nechama? So the Arve Nachal was written by Rav David Ivshitz. Rav David Ivshitz is buried in Sfas, and the author of Levushei Sarad on the Magen Avraham. And he says an amazing pshat. The Bnei Yisachar says the same pshat. Chazal tell us that tzaddikim are able to be mahapich midas hadin to midas rachamim. And Rishon, they do the opposite. They're mahapich midas harachamim to midas hadin. If you remember in Parsha in Shabbos Chazoin, Chazoin Yishev ben Amo, it's Asher Chazoin, we have the pasuk, ki pi Hashem diber. Now look at this expression. Hashem, yud kei vav kei, midas harachamim, diber is usually diber kashos, midas hadin. In the time of Peronios, in the time of the Shloisha de Paranusa, we have Kipi Hashem Diber. Midas Harachamim is transformed into Midas Hadin. That's the double sin of Klal Yisrael. Chet Chata. We sinned so severely that the Midas Harachamim was turned into Midas Hadin. But the double Nechama is Nachamu Nachamu Ami Yoimar is Amira Raka Eloi Keichem is Midas Hadin. Where even Hashem's Midas Hadin is transformed into Midas Rachamim is Yoimar Eloi Keichem. And another interesting nekuda is the numerical value of Nachamu Nachamu. The Paneach Raza, one of the Rishonim, who was one of the masters of the Ramazim of the Torah, he's quoted at times by the Marsha. Nachamu is Gematria 104. 104, 104 is 208. The Gematria Yitzchak. Why? Or Gematria Pinchas. So Nachamu, Nachamu is Gematria 208 Pinchas. The great Nechama will herald in Besura of Eliyahu Hanavi, Pinchas hu Eliyahu. And is also Gematria Yitzchak. Yitzchak is 208. Now, what is the connection between Nechama and Yitzchak Avinu? So the B'nai Yisaskar says that, amazingly, in the end of days, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, on the Pasuk, that implies, Avraham lo yadanu, Yisrael lo yakirenu, Ata Hashem Avinu ge'alinu me'olam shmecha, that Yitzchak will be our father. So what does this mean? So the Gemara recounts a narrative where the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to tell Avraham Avinu, Klal Yisrael sinned, and Avraham is going to say, so wipe him out, what do you want from me? And Hashem is going to tell Yaakov, Klal Yisrael sinned, so Yaakov is going to say, so not my problem, wipe him out. So ultimately Hashem comes to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak says, Yitzchak, Klal Yisrael sinned. So Yitzchak says, what, they're my kids? They're your kids also. You said about them, B'ni B'chayr Yisrael. And Yitzchak says, look, well, what'd they sin already? The lifespan is only 70 years. Up till 20, they're not accountable. So we're only dealing with 50 years of sin. 25 years are nighttime. So nobody sins in the nighttime, right? I mean, what could you do at night? At night, people just, they learn all night. So nobody could sin at night, or they're sleeping. So you're down to 25 years. Now, 25 years, half of the 25 years, either people are davening, they're eating, or in the Beis HaKiseh. Some people a little more of one, others, you know, some of somewhere else. So now we're down to 12 and a half years. So Yitzchak says, either you take it on your shoulders, or let's split it. Pal Geolai u'pal Geolecha. So in the end of days, who will give the winning argument to protect Klal Yisrael? Yitzchak. Yitzchak's going to save our back. Yitzchak's going to save us. So Nachamu, says B'nai Yisrael, says Gematria Yitzchak, because in the end of days, it will be Yitzchak who will save Klal Yisrael. Let's conclude with the following. This is from this week's Haftarah. The Haftarah ends, Shimu Eilai Roit Feit Tzedek Mevak Shei Hashem, where the Navi says, Habitu El Tzor Chutzavtem, Klal Yisrael, look at the stone from that which you've been yun, V'yal Ma'keves Bar Nukartem, look at the pit from which you were carved out. Where do you come from? Habitu El Avraham Avichem. Look at Avraham, your forefather. V'yal Sarah T'chaylalchem. Look at Sarah who bore you. Ki echad karasiv. I called Avraham one. V'avarcheyu, and I blessed him. V'arbeyu, I increased him. And then the Haftarah ends with the famous words, Ki nicham Hashem tziyoin, nicham kol charvoiseha. Hashem will console tziyoin, Hashem will console all her ruins. V'ayasam midbar ke'eden, he will make her desert like the Garden of Eden. And the question is, Mashmita Itzel Har Sinai, what do Avram and Sarah got to do with the price of tea in China? It's very nice, we come from Avram and Sarah. What does this have to do with Nechamas Tzion Yerushalayim? So the Likutei Chaver Ben Chaim, a Talmud of Chasam Sofer, says, Mamish, beautiful idea. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin discusses, what is the source for Tchias HaMesim? In fact, an Apikoros once asked Rabbi Ami, you say the living will come alive again, but they turned into dust. Could dust come alive? So Rabbi Ami told him the following Kavachomer. God creates life, God creates man from nothing, from a tipas rucha, from something that didn't exist. So if Hashem could bring life from something that wasn't alive, certainly someone who was once alive will come back to life. Says Likutei Chaver Ben Chaim. We look at Eretz Yisrael, we look at the state of Klal Yisrael, we look at Yerushalayim. It's desolate. Maybe to many in a physical sense it's built, but certainly spiritually Klal Yisrael is in a very rough matzav. Spiritually, most of Klal Yisrael doesn't know Anoichi Hashem Lekecha, doesn't know Shema Yisrael. and you look at Churban Yisrael, Churban Yerushalayim, and you think, how will this ever be rebuilt? So Hashem says, are you kidding me? Do you really have such a question? Think about the origins of Klal Yisrael. Where do you come from? Ki echad karasev. Avram Avinu, I called him one. What does that mean, he was one? Avram Avinu was one. He would never be able to have children. Avram Avinu, Chazal say, was toichin ve'enoi poilet. Sara Yemenu was not only an akara, Tosfos says she was an islandess. They were one. They were hopeless. There was no chance for there ever to be a Klal Yisrael. The statistic probability that there would be a Klal Yisrael was nil. And yet, even though there was no probability, there was no chance that there would ever be a Klal Yisrael, because Avraham was Echad, with no hope of ever being more, Hashem said, I created Klal Yisrael from nothing, says Ribbono Shel'olam. If I created Klal Yisrael, me'ayin u'me'efes, alachas kama v'kama, when there was already a Klal Yisrael, and there was a Yerushalayim, and there was a Beis HaMikdash, it's just destroyed. Alachas kama v'kama, it could be rebuilt. This is the argument of Tchias HaMesim. If, this is what Rabbi Ami told the Min, Deloi hava chaye, dehava chaye loy kol shekein. If I created Klal Yisrael from Avram Avinu, then certainly alachas kama v'kama ki nicham Hashem tzion, nicham kol charvoseha, vayosem edbara ke'eden, sasen v'simcha yimatzeba. Marv Rabbeisai, the Shiva de Nechemta, and I'll end with this time for real, and takes us all the way to Rosh Hashanah, and segues right into the Tarti D'Tiyufta, the two Haftars of Tshuva. As if the only way we're going to come to do Tshuva is if we receive so much nechama. More nechama even than toichacha. More nechama than peronios. And only then, we can only start a Rosh Hashanah if we've been menachem, misnachem, ad chodesh tishrei. The Michtam Eliyahu writes that the sequence of the year is not haphazard, is not coincidental, but is orchestrated by Hashgacha. Because we all understand, we all recognize that if a person does an Avera, a person does many Averas, if they feel sullied, dirtied, if they feel the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want them, if they feel like they can't come back, it is impossible to embark on a journey of tshuva. And Hashem recognizes this. Hashem understands it's not enough for Him just to punish us. Punishment alone will not inspire tshuva. Not only will punishment alone not inspire tshuva, punishment and a little nechama won't inspire tshuva. The Ribbono Shel Olam recognizes that He needs to pour so much nechama upon us that we're literally overflowing with nechama until the very haftarah that we're going to read right before the Zmanei tshuva is Sois Asas Hashem. So we hope that this period of the year gives us the requisite nechama to bring us into the tkufa that's heading our way, and that is the tkufa of tshuva. And the Yeshiva de Nechemta takes us right up to the upcoming year, Abba Aleinu Latoiva, and we hope, Be'ezus Hashem, the nechama Hashem will give us will be for the upcoming zman of tshuva, as well as for the difficult period that Klal Yisrael is enduring today, and Be'ezus Hashem, it should bring to us a year Malei Bracha V'Simcha. Shkach everyone for listening, and everyone's always welcome to join our regular shiurim at the Agudat Pirkei on the Queens branch on Monday, and at the various branches at your locations, or you could see this shiur on Torah anytime as well. Bracha V'Atzlacha, have a great day. Shkach. Baruch Tia. Baruch Tia.
Maybe I have a more positive feeling about the matzah
yeah.
of Israel today.
Yeah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.